I don't care about sight. Interesting psukim over here. The author from Sabbatka talks about this psukim in a very simple way. But Ramayis is such a tremendous yesod. Tremendous yesod are both sides. Let's go through it. And interesting to note, by the way, you know, we usually don't say a shmooze on a pasuk per se, you know, without mefarshim, rishonim, achronim, alis, achronim, but maybe even rishonim, you know, but Alter saying this just on the psukim themselves, okay? But he's entitled to. It's not a critique. He's entitled to do it. He's a big man. He can do it. So what do we say about that? So let's get just to the basic storyline. The psukim say, "Vadabra Hashem Moshe, Achrei Kishiches Amcha, Asheriso Meres Nesayim." Go down, right? Go down the mountain because your nation, your community has become destructive, right? Kishiches Amcha, imploded. The ones he took out of Mitzrayim, Sarum Min HaDerech, they turned away from the proper path, which I command them. Aslam Egel Masecha, they made an egel, right? An egel of molten gold. They bowed down to it, they served it, they brought sacrifice to it. Vayomru Egel Kach Yisrael, this is your God, Asheruchem Eretz Mitzrayim. Mamish simple avodah zara, right? At least that's what the might be machokas, but that's what we're assuming. That's what the altar assumes. Avodah Zara. Vayom Hashem Moshe. New conversation. Hashem says to Moshe, "Ra'isi es am hazeh. I've seen these people. V'ne'am k'sher of who? And they are stiff-necked people." We'll see what that means in the Mefarshim. "V'ata nicholi v'ichar pam v'v'achareim. I'll destroy them and I'll make you into a great nation." The altar says, "What is going on over here? This is mind-boggling." He says. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe that, you know, they're serving Avodah Zarah, Mamish, you know, one of the three biggies, right? Yehor Vayavor, one of the big three Averis in Kol Torah Kula, they're supposed to be killed for, as opposed to staying alive, he shall live and not be killed, but rather, these are the big three that you can't, you know, Avodah Zarah, Gerash, Shechasdam, you have to be killed rather than submit and be over the Averah. That's the first thing Hashem says to Moshe. Okay. Sounds like Hashem can live with that. He's not excited about it, but it's a bad scene, but okay. Then he says, but you know what? Ra'i says, Amazeh, Am K'she'orev. Very, very stiff-necked people. Therefore, Vata, and now, allow me to, Anichli, stay away from me, and I'll exhibit my anger, and I'll wipe him out. Va'achalem, I'll destroy them. I don't understand. Destruction says the reason why they're mukhiv misa according to psukim says the author is because they were stiff-necked people. What about avodah zarah? Nothing was said. Okay, he says, I don't want avodah zarah. Obviously, Hashem doesn't want avodah zarah. There's no question about it. But that's not what made mukhiv misa. That was just, you know, the introduction, so to speak. That's what they did. Avodah zarah. But you know what? But the am k'she'orif, right? I better wipe him out. Doesn't that pale in comparison? Okay. I don't know, maybe some of us are a little stiff-necked sometimes, we'll see what it means, right? We might all of us be a little stiff-necked, but okay, it's not a great thing, it's not a desired attribute, but it's something the mechiv misa for, whereas the avodah zarah itself, there's no chiv misa for that. What happened? What's going on, he says? Says the altar, an unbelievable thing, which I think is even a chiddush to us, even in this yeshiva, Chavos Chaim yeshiva, I think it's a chiddush to us also. He says, you see from here, the basic yesod, that as bad as an Avera is, a guy that has an Avera, it's one thing, it's no good, it's lack of appreciation of Hashem, it's rebellion, whatever, all the different things. But if there's a lack of midos in the person, there's a lack of character, something deficient in his midos, wow, that's it. That's the worst. And this midah maybe was a more serious one in this case, right, whatever, but therefore the midah over here, The lack of a good midah, the midah of Am K'she'orev was so much more worse. That much more worse than avodah zarah. Therefore, that's mechiv misa for that, and not for the actual avodah zarah. It explains it. I'll show it to you later if you want. It's a very hard piece to read. It's hard to understand, but I think what he means are both out to try to share with you. Like this, he says a person was created with a selam olkim. So even goyim have a selam olkim. Everyone has a selam olkim. What does selam olkim mean? We have a shtick, you know, in Hashem's image. Hashem has the ability, so to speak, the power to do what he wants to do. Hashem gave us that power to choose, to choose between Tov and Ra, between good and bad, mitzvah and Avera. That's the power we have. Okay? Gave us that power, and we're expected to choose what's good versus bad. Okay, sometimes, right, we go ahead and mess up, okay? We don't work on ourselves, we don't inspire ourselves, and we make a wrong decision. Okay, it's not good. We're not condoning Averus, Chas v'Shalom, though it can be wrong on both sides. It's not a had to do Averus, right? Averus are pretty bad, right? Especially the big three are pretty bad. But okay, it happens, people make mistakes. But it doesn't take away, it doesn't infringe, it doesn't deny the Selim Kim. Okay, he made a wrong choice today. Hope he makes the right choice tomorrow, right? So it's not in essence in steer to Selim Kim. It doesn't kill it, so to speak. He has a Selim Kim. We have it tomorrow also. Hopefully tomorrow make a better choice. But if a person has a bad Mida, that Mida is against the Atzmius. It's against the person himself. That means he is a shtick, whatever it is. If a guy's not a Baal Ches, if a guy's a cruel person, that means he's a cruel person. That causes, that enables a person that will change his whole way of life. That'll direct him and influence him and make him and determine for him what he'll be doing to a large degree. Will he choose bad over good? So that's the source of it. The source of it all is the Midos Rabot Zai. And therefore, and to have a bad Mida is unacceptable, so to speak. Obviously, not everyone's, you know, different Midos have different levels of unacceptability over here. This one was a very bad one, in fact, and they allowed it to be such an extreme level of Kshei Orif that it caused Avodah Zarah, right? The Kshei Orif caused the Midah Avodah Zarah, for which now the Mechui Misa because of Kshei Orif, but not because of the actual Aveir Avodah Zarah. That Hashem can live with, it sounds like. But the Midah, which is ingrained in a person, which defines a person, the Shamba, and what his internal makeup of his Neshama is, that's the Midah, and that's where we have to work to be careful, to be so careful about Rabbeinu Tzai. So just it's not just people think of, you know, we're Mushi Yeshiva, and we talk about being nice to people, and being Baal Chesed, and helping out, and feeling someone's tzar, and feeling someone's pain, and whatever, you know, and not embarrassed, and not getting angry. It's not just being a nice guy, Rabbeinu Tzai. It's who we are. His lush is his atzmiyuso, I think they're pronounced, but his atzmiyus, who he is, the person himself. That's what he is, Rabotai. And that dictates how he lives his life. You have people who are angry people. You have people who are bali taiva. You have people who are achzori. People who are have a lot of hate within them. That's the person. You have the flip side, people who are, they love people. People bali chesed, they're kind to people. People are sensitive to people. That defines who he is. The one time doing good and doing bad does not define what it is as much. It helps train and makes the midos. It does affect the midos, but it's not the mid in itself, Rabbeinu Tzai. Therefore, he says, that's why he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so much more makbid, and the achaleim came because of the midah of Am Kshei Oref. And just to focus this midah itself, there's a couple of different pirushim over here, what it means. We'll go through them. Says Rashi seems to be the most severe, I guess the most pashut, what happened over here. It says Rashi, Kshei Oref, Machzir, and Kshei Arpam. They go ahead and they turn away their necks, right? The Neged Mochichehem, they turn around. Maman Mushmoa, someone's talking to them. Someone says, hey, you know, Reuben, you know, I saw yesterday, I don't know, maybe you shouldn't be doing that. I don't listen. Come on, I don't listen. I'm turning away. I'm not going to respond at all. I'm not, don't bother me, you know, go someplace. Take a long walk over a short pier. Don't bother me, right? So someone's talking to them, and they're resisting. I don't want to hear. I don't want to listen. Like, that's the worst, it sounds like, from all these different levels. And obviously, someone like that, that's the most pushy scenario where, you know, it could be, I don't know what happened. It doesn't say what happened over here, whether people with Aaron, you know, told them and talked to them, was mochiach them, or whoever it was. Other people, you know, might have told them, don't do it. The non-Erev Rav, right, might have inspired and told them, but no, I don't listen. We're not listening to anybody. So that's pashut, a very serious issue. And you don't listen when someone talks to you, if someone tells you what you're doing, a problem, that's a serious business. Then we have, let's go to the Sforno for a second, verse or both sides, at the bottom of the page, Am Kshei Oref Hu, a little different level, Gid Barzel Orpam. Their neck is like a pillar or a pipe or whatever of metal, right? A piece of metal. Well, yifnu lishmoa, and they will not turn to hear divrei shum morid tzedek. So not that someone's talking that I reject what the guy's saying, but they don't You know, there's someone speaking in town. There's a Rav, there's a Baal Musra, there's a, you know, a Maggid talking, or someone talking different Musra and talking about what's right, what's wrong. I'm not going to go there. It's, you know, it's not for me. Could be if I talk to you, you listen, so you're not as bad as the Rashi guy. But the Gemaisa, you know, I don't need it. I'm not interested in it, you know. And what happens? So that's right over here in this pasuk over here, according to this Sfarna, right? These people, just, you know, they didn't want to hear, they weren't interested in searching someone out and going to hear the speaker, going to hear, he's talking about the sugya, well, maybe I should go hear what he has to say. No, he doesn't want to go here. That's such a bad guy. But even there on both sides, that caused the chet ego, right? Whatever these shtatim are in this situation, these midos, these character traits caused chet ego. So guy just, you know, he wasn't such a bad guy per se, you know, maybe he was bad enough to be avodah zarah, but it would have been stopped. It would have been nipped in the bud if he would go ahead and he has to want to hear. He has to have that tshuka, that desire. Look what he says. Ba'ofen she'en tikva she'yashuva tshuva. I both say we need that we have to train ourselves and make sure we go and search out, so to speak. You know, find out, you know, I want to hear what someone has to say about it. If we don't have that, then listen, I guess, in tzadik barashir ashriyastav lo'yechta, everyone sins, we all sin sometimes, right? But there's tshuva. But if a guy doesn't have that desire, he has that sheriff, you know, I don't want to hear what he, I'm not going to go listen, you know, I'm a smart guy, I'll check the Mishnah Berurah myself, I'll check the Bali Sefer myself, I'll do all that, you know, but I have to go and hear what Rabbi so-and-so has to say and ask him and talk to him, whatever. For that person or both, there's no hope, it's not going to work. Well, I'll put him in, I'll think about it, I want to do the right thing, I'm a nice guy, I'm a very good guy, I want to do what's right, I have a Yetzer Tov also. Both say it's not going to work, okay? The person has to have that desire, I want to go and check it out. I want to ask a shayla. I tell you guys all the time about some individual local in town. I think I told you guys recently, some guy locally in town who always asks me shaylas. But you know, they're the most simple shaylas. You know, what about this? Is this okay? I'll gezel, sheker, whatever. You know, I ask me simple shaylas. I tell myself, what is he asking me for? Okay, he doesn't trust himself. He's a guy who's pumfakert, right? For the simplest thing, he goes out and seeks advice. He seeks a Rebbe, right? He seeks someone who's a Moritz Tzedek. He wants to hear. That guy has a lot of hope. So first, he won't do that very probably. And if he does it, he'll do tshuva because he'll find out he did something wrong. But a guy who's so independent that, you know, I don't need to go ask Shiloh. I don't have to go ask, you know, is this the right thing or not? I don't have to go hear the shmooze because, you know, I'm a good guy. I don't need this. I'm not such a bad guy. That guy, Rabbeinu says, "Ein tikva sheyashuvu b'tshuva." There's no hope for him, I guess, because he does averus and he's not going to do tshuva because it doesn't help because the Yetzer Hara is too powerful for us. Rabbeinu says, we need some outside help and guidance because ein adam roa nigeasmo. You don't see your own problem. You don't see your own chesronos. A person doesn't. That's the natural thing. Rabbeinu says, people do not see their own chesronos, and therefore, if a person is not someone who seeks out advice and seeks out a mor derech, mor tzedek, he calls it, a rav, someone, a rebbe, a mashgiach, a rashiva, someone to go and ask him. Both say he's in a bad situation. And Eben Ezra both say says a little different. What's the ag she'orif? We come to what Eben Ezra? Come to Eben Ezra. Tam she'orif shoyishma mashetziva. He will not listen to what was commanded. Mashul adam holich kadarkum rusa v'yoshem orif v'kor elav. A little different. This guy's a guy who's in a rush. You know, he's in a rush. He's not. You know, he has things to do. It's not like he's sitting around doing nothing. Someone comes over to him and says, you know, let me tell you something. Okay, he might listen to that guy. That guy will listen to him. He's not like Rashi's guy. He might not even be like, I'm not, has Sforno guy, might not be, he might, I don't know, doesn't talk about that. But this guy, but the, you know what the problem is? He's always has a good excuse. He's always in a rush. I don't have time to listen, you know, they're giving you schmooze over there. So I want to go, I'm hungry, I'm this, I'm that. And he just does like it falls on deaf ears. He's not in the mood. Not that he resists. If someone comes and gives him mustard, he'll listen. Okay, not like the Rashi guy. But he's a guy just, you know, he's always mamrutza. He's always in a rush. And he doesn't, v'loyashiv orif v'karelov. He just like doesn't hear. He doesn't respond. I can't, I'm too busy now. You know, he has a good excuse, you know. Both, that's also the same thing they're both. It's a little different issue, but it's easy to rationalize. Easy to rationalize away that, you know, I have no time, I'm too busy, I don't bother me now, right? That's also, both said, that's what caused. And there's also him shot in this Avodah Zarah over here, right? What caused that Avodah Zarah? They weren't this Qantas of Nazareth. He wasn't like Rashi, I don't want to listen to what the guy says, you know? Or maybe even it wasn't like this Sforno, I don't want to go here. No, maybe once ago, I don't know. You know what the problem was? People were trying to, they'll talk to him, but, you know, I can't, I'm too busy now, I'm busy, I'm doing exercise, I'm reading a book, I have to go to work, I have to make some money, I have to whatever, go who knows where, I have to keep it up. I am all excuses in the world. Both the person has to be open and be responsive to anything that comes his way. Somebody wants to talk to him, or somebody, you know, has what to say, you know, give the guy the time of day. This is caused by, this is called Am She'orif. It's not called laziness, it's not called Zitubik Barash, it's not Tapshat. Why is it Am She'orif, bro? What's called Bosh Am She'orif? Why is he? He's a tough guy. He's not a tough guy. He's just too busy. He's not too busy. He can have the time. He finds the time. But somewhere in his stiff neck spine over there, in his neck, you know, he really doesn't want. So he convinced himself he's too busy. But he really doesn't want. He doesn't want to listen to this guy. It's the hidden stiffness. The other ones are more apparent, right? In Rashi, the guy's mamish negative. In the Sfarno, the guy, you know, I don't really want to go there. You know, I'm not interested in someone over it. But this guy, what do you mean? If someone says hello to me, if someone gives me tochach, I'll listen, of course. But I'm just too busy. Not too busy, just but deep down in the subconscious of both sides, he is a person who I don't want to hear. I'm stubborn. I don't want to listen to the guy. I want to have my mind changed. I don't want to be convinced. I don't want to hear that I'm doing something wrong. All these are both at different Yetzirahs and different situations where a person has to be careful about, because ultimately, and I can see over here, it caused mamish the most terrible averus of Avodah Zarah, because they didn't listen, because they didn't want to hear, because they didn't want to respond, or they were too busy, whatever it was, each according to his own pshat, both say, these are all facets a person should be concerned about, think about, and try to machazik himself. You have to go ask. If someone talks to you, you know, listen, you know, open up your ears. Without that, he says, "Ain't tikva sheshuv b'tshuva." If you don't go to find someone, there's no hope. A guy, you know, a guy's naturally, he has yetzahara. Now he has yetzah tov enough to go and listen, but if you don't do that, you don't capitalize on that.